Welcome back in everyone to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. If your summer calendar isn't full yet, we've got a perfect production on deck for you today. And joining us to talk about this great event, we have the founding artistic director of the dance company we're speaking to, Carolyn Dorfman. She is joining us to talk about Carolyn Dorfman Dance's presentation of Celebrate 40 NYC. It's happening June 12th through the 13th at the Ailey City Group Theater. You can get your tickets and more information by heading to eventbrite.com. This is a fantastic dance performance. We cannot wait to share with you. I can't wait to learn more. The summer is heating up here in New York with some wonderful art, and this is no exception to that. So let us welcome in our guest, Carolyn. Welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Well, thank you so very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so excited you're here. I can't wait to learn everything about this event, Celebrate 40 NYC. Can we start by having you tell us a little bit about this?
Yes, this event is a culmination. It's of looking back at 40 years of work, of artistic work, and offering audiences a glimpse into works that from four decades, as well as to complete works that are brand new. And so that's kind of the beauty of dance as a journey. I will tell you that I am first and foremost a storyteller. I know that theater is where you began. You've expanded to all the performing arts. But for me, I have always seen dance as creating worlds. And so each work that you will see in this performance creates a world about the human story, its context. And we take the audience through literally over 12 different excerpts or full works that were created over the past four decades.
That is amazing. Wow. So where did you come up with the idea for this particular production?
Well, I think that every time you hit milestones in your life, there is both this sense of looking sort of down the mountain and how far you've climbed and maybe looking up what's left to go. And I think that notion of taking stock about what's brought you here and made you who you are, both individually as a collective ensemble and organization, because behind every artist are the people. And so for me, this was actually a way of honoring all of the artists who created work with me over those decades. And that includes dancers, composers, visual artists, storytellers, video artists, set designers, costume designers, you name it. And that's really the beauty of this, was to say, how do we honor that collective journey? And it was by really sharing excerpts of work that was created originally in those different decades. And then this season, because this is Celebrate 40 NYC, our first iteration of this was in our actual 40th year at the Bickford Theater in Morristown, New Jersey, where it was preceded, believe it or not, which was so incredible. It is connected to a museum. So it was, we also had a museum exhibit, a live dance museum exhibit of aspects of my work. So the audience could sort of move through living sculptures with cataloging of exactly what aspect of my work this was featuring. Then you went into the theater to see these in action. And so we thought about bringing it to New York. We said, you know, let's take that, since we don't have this pre-museum component, let's do these excerpts, and then let's share two completed works of our newest works, both of which are New York City premieres in that way. One by Jewel D. Lane, who began his dance career in my company, and the other, my newest collaboration with jazz violinist, brilliant, extraordinaire, Regina Carter. So that's how it came to be. It came, but in the end of it, for me, it honors the work and the essence of who we are by honoring the people who created it.
I love all of that. That's amazing. So we are barreling towards the performance's beginning. I mean, we are just over a week away. So what has it been like developing this particular production?
Well, I think so. It's interesting. I have dancers. We have 12 dancers performing, and some of them have been with me a long time, and some this is their first season. And because my work is so focused on the balance of the individual existing in relation to community, which is a life philosophy and an art philosophy, and living in the moment and really dancers creating unique worlds, it has really been the process has really engaged these dancers to think about what is it like to be doing 12 minutes of this, beginning to end, transitioning seamlessly to the next, literally, and I'll just drop that a little bit more in a second, to the next world, and then evolving to the next world. So it's been really interesting to watch and create these basically four acts. Act one really focuses on the concept of living connected to one another, living to community. And it draws on different works that for which that is the theme, even though I will tell you it's probably the theme of all of my work, even when you're a soloist, but because of who I am. But so act one, all these three excerpts run seamlessly. That ends. Then act two begins. And act two is now about individuals and relationship. And all of these duets, quartets, solos, respond to quintets, respond to that idea and take you into these different elements of the human journey, the story, distinct and yet connected. Then the third act is also excerpts of the Legacy Project, which is a body of work that I created that speaks to my Eastern European Jewish roots, being a child of Holocaust survivors and a daughter of immigrants. And so those works are done seamlessly. And that kind of concludes the excerpt part of the program. And so they speak to different elements of the work. And then the last section, which is really celebrating it all, will be the full stage premiere of Jewel Lane's work Now, which is just this powerfully pulsing and incredible work. And then we finish with The Attitude of Doing, which is my newest work. So it began as my life career has been this journey. These works take an audience on a journey. And that to me is what art is about, right? That interconnectedness.
I love that. Love that. You know, your last thought there was a great lead into my next question, which is what is the message or the thought that you're hoping audiences will take away from these pieces, I should say?
I think there are so many, but fundamentally, I want us to build empathy. I think that dance has this incredible power to evoke, as you talked about, images, feelings, illusions, to bring you into a space and to let you not just be an observer. I always say, don't sit back and relax. I go sit forward and engage because I think art is created by that engagement. Everybody sees the same thing, theoretically. What is before you is before you. But who we are individually and uniquely affects everything and how we interpret it, take it in, different from the person next to us, different from each other. And yet we find this common connection. And what I really hope, we live in a world of such disconnection. We live in a world of, we almost seek to find what is different. And I have sort of spent my life looking at what connects us. And so I'm looking for people to experience the full range of the human emotion, the full range of the human experience that allows us to make choices about who we are individually and collectively and who we want to become. Like it's about, so I think those are all the things as for the reason that we dance as a company and the kind of projects and purposes that we do. That's what I hope that people can experience. The highs, the lows, I won't leave them there, I promise. And just the possibilities if we come together as community.
That is beautiful. I love that. And it leads to my final question for this first part, which is, who are you hoping have access to Celebrate 40 NYC?
I really hope that in addition to dance lovers, I want to get to the people who go, yeah, I saw a concert. I went to a dance concert once and I hated it. I'm never going again. Like, nobody says that about music. Nobody goes, I listened to one song. I hated it. I'm not ever going to turn music on again. They don't say it about the movies. They don't say it about theater, but they say it about dance. I don't know why, but I want to get to the people who say, dance isn't for me. The quote, I don't get it, because I believe they very much get it, because there is not a get, there is a connection. So I want the people that think dance isn't for them as much as I want those people who are deeply connected to the art form, and people who are interested in theater. My work is very theatrical. It's very bold. My dancers are incredible dancers. I want to say athletes in the most sophisticated way. I use props. There is something for everyone in these works. And I think the idea of these being excerpts gives you a real understanding of who we are. And then the final works in their full range give you that sense of completion.
Second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And I would love to start by asking you, what or who inspire you? And traditionally, we ask, you know, what playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or just some of your favorites. But I also want to include, you know, choreographers and dancers, or even dance pieces in that case.
Well, and there are many. I started dancing as a kid, and I grew up in suburban Detroit. And so a lot of kids, you know, you did tap and jazz and chorus line. And I started ballet when I was about 13, but I loved to move and I loved music. And I wanted to quit when I was 12. And my dad said, oh, but I love watching you dance, honey, don't quit. And then when I decided to go to college for dance, he said, okay, you can quit now. I said, well, okay, but I'm not going to. But I loved moving, but when I was a high school student, I went to the University of Michigan to see a performance of Doris Humphrey's Passacaglia in C minor. And it took my breath away. And I went, that is what I want to do. And what I loved about it was the breath phrasing. I loved the architecture of the movement with this beautiful set piece they were on. I loved the sense of ensemble, and I loved the sense of individuals existing in relation. All these things just hit me as, this is the kind of work I want to do. And then, of course, you go to school and you get exposed to lots of different artists. Some artists you connect to more than others. And I was fortunate to study an art form, a technique that was very connected to my body and my way of moving, which was the José Limón technique. And so I love the work of Limón. The breath phrase, musicality. I love the range of human story, whether it's narrative or abstract. There are so for me, if I'm looking at a work that is narrative in nature, I'm looking for the abstraction in it when I'm creating. If I'm creating something that is abstract, I'm looking for the human context. So then of course you're exposed to many that people, there are large and small. I mean, of course, the Alvin Ailey Dance Theater and seeing Judith Jamison perform and to also see art that reflected a culture different than the mainstream, you know, was really huge to me. And I think it ultimately was one of the ways I got permission to speak about my own heritage, my own culture. So I think that was really important. But being, you know, recently, you know, being exposed to, you know, more artists all the time. You know, I love the work of Camille Brown. In fact, you know, in her Hell's Kitchen, I can't wait to see it. I had an injury that's kept me out of the theater for a few months, so I'm looking forward to that. But there are different artists. Hope Boykin. I mean, there are people that I respond to their work beautifully, and I like artists choreographers, and I don't love every work that I see, but there are some that just blow you away. I'm sure that's true of all of us. You know, there are things that we like. So I like large, I mean, certainly some of the larger companies, but I also love to see new artists work and to see where that's going. I'm so inspired by life. So I, you know, whether it's watching the news, whether it's walking through a park, whether it's hearing a piece of music, whether it's looking at a piece of visual art, you know, for me, like when people say they're bored, I don't know what that means, actually, to be bored. I used to tell my children, only boring people are bored. I don't really know. But, you know, I am inspired by life. And that's part of that creative process of taking in, processing, and bringing it out in some way. And sometimes it doesn't come out for years. It may be something that just percolates in there until it's time.
I love that answer. I love that. Yeah, fabulous list, by the way. Fabulous list. And I'm going to quote you on that. I'm going to steal that. Only boring people are bored. So let me ask you, what is your favorite part about working in the performing arts?
By far, the people. So I have been blessed to work with the best and the brightest from the beginning of my career. And not only are they skilled, it doesn't matter what their art form is because of all the collaborators, hundreds of collaborators I've worked with, the hundreds and hundreds of dancers. I want to create an environment where people can take risks, that they can create a sense of ensemble and connection to one another that allows that. And there are plenty of situations, and a lot of them, where that doesn't exist, you know, where people, I need that to take risks. You know, I walk in to make a new piece and everybody's looking at me. And it's like, sometimes I don't know why I've been doing this for 40 years. And I go, do I know what I'm doing? Like, do I know how to make a dance? You know, and so there is this vulnerability. But I have worked, when I create, it's a dialogue, it's a conversation. So if I were working with you, Andrew, I would offer either an idea or an actual movement, and then you might take it, and then you might bring it back in a different way. I see what you do. It's really a conversation and dialogue of creating, so that every artist that has collaborated with me has left their mark on the work. So for me, it is by far the people. I don't work alone in a studio, ever. It's just not my interest. To me, dance is a communal art form. So I love the idea that you can take a blank slate and create a world that people just, whether you're in a studio, they can create it. Whether you have all the lighting and everything else, of course, it is phenomenal and expands the mood. But even within a space, of a room, you can change the air in it. You can change the smells. You can change the heat. You can change. So that's what I love. I love creating worlds, I keep saying, because then people can enter them, join you, have a journey with you. And at the end of, if you really engage in journey, whether it's this conversation, I will forever be different for having spoken with you today. If I am really present with you. And that's why I think these interactions, these artistic experiences, coming together and to see the dance changes you in some way. We always hope for the better, but so that's what I love.
I love that answer. I love that answer. Well, now we've arrived at my favorite question to ask guests. And that, of course, is what is your favorite theater memory?
Well, I have really good ones. I think something that was very recent, which I had no idea was happening, was at the actual 40th anniversary performance. I had about 60 dancers that each gave me a rose. They alumni company members who came back for the event, and each one gave me, or it was like, because I had no idea this was happening. So this idea of being honored in that way, that's a kind of a personal moment that was just sort of amazing. But I think one of my favorite moments was performing in Sarajevo in an opera house and doing a performance of the piece we called Waves, where there's an interaction with the audience where they actually learn movement. And we had tiers of different, it was being translated also in Bosnian. And by the dancer who is, there's an MC and there's another dancer. And to see all these people, you know, moving together, creating this sort of, you know, symphony of sound and movement in the middle of the piece was incredible. Like, just for me, there those moments of theater in the theater are always going to be when the audience and art came together in an kind of indescribable way. Like, that's a description because I could tell you, you know, what was happening. But when you know when you could hear a pin drop at a moment that you should not hear a pin drop, you know, when you feel the joy of people moving in their seats, or you just feel them taking the journey with you. And the worst moment was when I was walking backwards during a lectum and I went, whoa, and literally fell off the stage and landed on my rear end. Okay, so now you've had them all, from the best to the worst of my experiences, but in all the ones in between. No, I did not get injured, but it was really, oh my gosh, so embarrassing.
That was going to be my question. Like, you're all right, right?
Oh, I was all right. I just kept going. And with that moment, you go, whoa, 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 whoa. And now you go, okay, I'm going to jump back and land on my feet. But no, I'm going to land on the back of my heels and go right down to my butt. And I say, well, that was probably one of the worst moments in public.
Those are still amazing. I love those. Thank you so much for sharing those. Oh,
my pleasure.
Well, as we wrap things up, I would love to know, do you have any other projects or productions coming on the pipeline we might be able to plug for you?
We will be at Battery Dance on August 14th. We'll be doing our Waves. We'll be doing Waves at that outdoor performance, which is really a beautiful festival. It's a multi-day festival, Battery Dance Festival, down at the Battery Park, you know, right on the water. So it's fantastic. And then we move on into there's another festival out here for Free Space Dance we'll be doing. And we'll be at the 92NY. On January 11th and 12th, 2025. So we'll be back in New York then. So we'd love to see people there as well.
Wonderful. And a great lead into my final question, which is, if our listeners would like more information about Celebrate 40 NYC or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
They can go to our website at CarolynDorfman.dance. So, you know, www. They can follow us on Instagram at CDorfmanDance or on Facebook, and you'll get all the news that you would love to know. And I would love to personally greet every single one of you on June 12th and 13th and come take the journey with us. It's been 40 years for us, only be a couple hours for you, but I promise you it will be a joyous one.
Oh, I love that. Well, Carolyn, thank you so, so much for taking the time to speak with me today, for introducing me to this brilliant dance company and sharing this wonderful event. I'm so excited. I got to look at my calendar because I got to fit this in. This sounds amazing. So thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure. Very much a pleasure. Thanks. Nice meeting you too, Andrew. Thank
you. My guest today has been the founding artistic director, Carolyn Dorfman, who joined us to speak about Carolyn Dorfman Dance's presentation of Celebrate 40 NYC. It's happening June 12th through the 13th at Ailey City Group Theater, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting eventbrite.com. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting in our episode description, as well as on our social media posts. But come on out, check out this wonderful event. I can't wait to see it. This sounds incredible. 40 years of this amazing company. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, the show is Celebrate 40 NYC, happening June 12th through the 13th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. you'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.